Bulls by Heritage UT practice report. Tyler Ivins handing things over to Eric Kane now. Kaner, good morning. Halfway home here on this open date edition for the Volunteers.
Yeah, good morning, Tyler. Late last night, Kenny Solomon, a defensive back for the University of Tennessee, tweeted that he is now playing wide receiver. Noteworthy because he is also a track guy and very fast, and so potentially Jim Chaney could utilize his speed in the receiving corps to the back half of the season. So something we'll pay attention to there. Kenny Solomon now playing wide receiver. Earlier this week, Tennessee running back coach Jay Graham spoke virtually to the Knoxville Quarterback Club. He said the group overall has been working on trying to break tackles in order to extend plays past the second level of the offense. Again, I mentioned earlier, too many times both Eric Gray and Ty Chandler come down on first contact. He said that freshman running back Lenneth Whitehead is healthy, so potentially we could see that bigger running back, the freshman, in the second half of the season. When asked who's the best pass catcher out of the backfield, Graham said it was Gray over Chandler, though both can make that happen. And John Chavis, former Tennessee defensive coordinator, also spoke to the Knoxville Quarterback Club on Monday and said that Tennessee has better talent than Arkansas, but Sam Pittman has those boys playing good football right now. Chavis, who was with the Razorbacks in 2019, said that the team underachieved and had four games they should have won, but simply did not finish. Of course, Arkansas went 0-8 in the SEC last season. Chavis also said that the defensive staff did a good job developing that talent at Arkansas, but didn't finish the job, didn't do it at a fast enough rate. He said he'd like to continue coaching about four or five more years, but if not, it's been 42 really good years coaching football. All that audio of Vols running backs coach Jay Graham and former defensive coordinator John Chavis is up on our website, 991thesportsanimal.com. It's been a slow week in terms of content because, of course, we can't go to practice. There's been no media availabilities yet, but that's all going to change. Today, Jeremy Pruitt will meet with the media three times, SEC teleconference at 11:50, a noon press conference with Jeremy Pruitt, and then players will meet with the media at 1 o'clock, so looking forward to that. Today's Tennessee football practice report is brought to you by Bulls by Heritage. Beat the spring rush, get your pool started now, from design to construction and maintenance. One call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.